Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes things just don't work. We wish they would, and we get a little frustrated, maybe more than just a little frustrated, when things don't work out the way we expect or hope. Those who work with computers know that it can be wonderful, the things that they do. It's hard to imagine our world without them, but at the same time, you've probably, if you've worked with computers, know the frustration when it doesn't work. When no matter what you do, it just balks, gets locked up, it will do nothing. Well, there is no humanly devised machine or device that will always work in the way we expect it to. It's not possible, but even more serious than that is when human relationships don't work, and sadly, sometimes they don't. But let's face it, sometimes we don't work very well either. Sometimes we make really bad choices, and our decisions can be really faulty. Luther's Catechism, he says it this way, we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment. But today, let me assure you of this, and it's on the basis of these two little parables that Jesus tells here, that there is indeed something that works, and it always works. And it always works in the way God intends it, and that is His Word. The Word works. God's Word is effective. It does not fail in its purpose. Now, it may not always seem that way to us. And that's why Jesus tells these two little stories. One of them is about a man scattering seed. His methods are rather haphazard. Little can be expected. There's a lot going against it. But it works. He doesn't know how, but it does. And then there is the example of the mustard seed. Very small, very insignificant, very unpromising. But it can grow in a truly amazing and surprising way from small beginnings. There can be great results. Even human words can be powerful and effective. There are those who are very gifted in their ability to use words to sway masses of people. But at the same time, we recognize that we do live in a time when we are bombarded with lots of words that have no meaning at all. We are told, buy this, consume that, get this hairstyle, drive this car, have this kind of house, get this line of credit, go to this exotic place, you will be happy and everything will be wonderful. But quite often words like that are meaningless and the promises are fake. They don't work. Such words are cheap. Unfortunately, it may seem to be that way for the Word of God. It may not seem to be a very promising thing to speak and proclaim God's Word. In fact, there are many who seem to believe that there really is no such thing as God's Word, that it doesn't really exist. You can never be sure of anything about God. Preaching, for example, in some ways has fallen on hard times. People can't or just won't listen to anybody speaking to them for more than just a very few minutes, preaching or not. Attention spans are very short. Some have very nearly given up on it entirely. They feel nobody's listening anyway, so why bother? So they might resort to merely spouting some personal opinions and whims, striving for something of entertainment value, or talking endlessly about themselves. But the underlying assumption of our Lord Jesus in this gospel reading for today is that there is indeed such a thing as God's Word, that God has spoken through His various mighty deeds. It is, as the writer to the Hebrews put it, in many and various ways, God has spoken to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. God has spoken by becoming one of us. by becoming a human being in the person of Jesus. Jesus is the living Word of God, and the Scriptures bear witness to Him. The Apostle Paul said, all Scripture is inspired by God, meaning God has actually breathed them out of Himself through human words. God has spoken. And insofar as we are faithful to that inspired Word, He does indeed continue to speak through us. Now, certainly preaching is not the only way that the Word of God is shared. There are many other ways, but preaching is a way, and a very important one at that. I still believe in it, and I hope you do. I guess you wouldn't be here if you didn't. So it's something that needs to be deeply rooted in the written Word, not merely in our own opinions or our own experiences or our private interpretations. It is not a matter of private interpretation. It is a matter of proclamation. Proclamation and application to real life, to our lives. It is Jesus Himself, the living Word of God, who has come into the flesh, living the life of the servant without limit, dying His death on the cross for the sins of the world, and rising to life again. He is God's Word in the flesh, and He is still living and active among us in the power of His Holy Spirit. He comes into our lives to mend that which is broken, to forgive that which is evil and twisted, to set us on a new path that imitates Him and gives life to others. We are forgiven to forgive. We are healed to heal. We are sustained to sustain. We are graced to be gracious and loved to love. That is the Word of God in action. The Word of God is good seed. It works. That's His promise. But how? How does it work? There is much that is mysterious about how exactly this happens. The sower of the seed in the parable does not know how the seed works. He scatters the seed. That's all he does. He has nothing at all to do with the life that is in the seed, much less the growth that comes from it. It just happens. And the seed is very small. It's like the mustard seed. It seems to have little potential, but the growth that happens is phenomenal. So God reaches into human hearts, into your heart, and He does His work. We don't know how. The Apostle Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes we may think that nothing is happening at all. But His Word is never wasted. He promises, my Word shall not return to me empty. It shall accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. That's what keeps us going as God's people. And that is what assures us of a future as God's forgiven and restored people, and that certifies as true that God can indeed work in all things, even in the greatest of tribulations and troubles, for our good. Now, the growth is gradual. Jesus describes it this way: first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain. It's a gradual process. It may seem painfully slow for things to happen. We want to say, hurry up. We grow impatient. We may fail to see the signs of growth when they are there, but we need the process of growth. Now, saving faith in Jesus is not a process. It is instantaneous. We go from darkness to light, from death to life, and that is in the power of the Holy Spirit. But the growth that is in that good news of God's forgiveness and life in Christ, that is a process. And we need to take the steps. Gradual, sometimes slow, steady, sometimes painful and hard, but necessary for growth. The Word works even when we think it isn't. It will work. even when we can't see how it could be true, even when we have to suffer in hardship, loss, and grievous pain, maybe especially then, all because of the living Word who is Jesus, who went to the cross for us and came alive again. Now, of course, having said that, we need to work the Word. The seed needs to be scattered. It is true, as Luther says in the Catechism, the kingdom of God comes of itself without our prayer. There is an interesting word in the original in the text. It says it very well. We translate it, it happens by itself. The word is automate, from which we get our English word automatic. It happens. But we work the Word. Preaching requires hearers. The written Word requires readers and studiers. And the crucified and risen Word of God, who is Jesus, comes to us through faith. And always the promise is, contrary to appearances, contrary to impossibilities, contrary to a world against it, and even contrary to our sometimes warped and low expectations, the Word works as we work the Word. God the Holy Spirit will give the growth of the kingdom of God, and that is His rule and influence in the church, in you, in me. He will give the growth when the seed is sown. In fact, whether you realize it or not, the Word is working on you at this very moment. The seed is growing. God's kingdom is happening in you. You have a future. Life will prevail. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand now as we confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.